Good afternoon. Hi, I'm Cameron Mays, and welcome to the first episode of Cam's Family Podcast. Today, I'm here with a special guest.
Nana.
How are you today, Nana?
I am fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. Thanks for asking. On today's podcast, we'll be asking questions about your family and your early childhood life and your life now and over the years.
Okay, I'm ready.
What was your favorite childhood memory?
Going to Borden's Ice Cream every Sunday with my mom and my dad.
How was that?
Well, every Sunday we would go to Borden's Ice Cream downtown and we would just sit on the little benches and the little bar stools and eat ice cream.
What flavors of ice cream would you eat?
Vanilla is my favorite, and I like chocolate syrup, so it's like a fudge.
Okay. How did you meet your spouse or your partner?
I met your grandfather at a restaurant. Yes, I sure did.
What restaurant was that?
Yeah, I can't remember it. Plus, it's not existing anymore, so I don't recall. But I remember where it was, so it was off of
Westmoreland. Okay. What's something you've always wanted to try, but you haven't yet?
Let's see. I'd like to try jumping out of an airplane. I like to do that skydiving.
Are you not afraid of it?
No, not so far, but I want to do it. I'm interested in doing it.
Okay.
So right now I'm not, but I don't know what will happen when I actually get up there.
Okay. Do you think you would go through with it as you're about to jump off the plane, or would you hold back?
I'm 50-50 right now, since you asked that question.
What kept you going every day to take care of your family?
Because I've always loved children, and I just wanted to make sure that they had the best of everything as I received the best of everything from my parents. So I just wanted to make sure that the children had everything they needed and wanted, and they kept me going.
And how was that?
Because they were funny. They were always into something. They were always in sports. And a lot of different activities in school. So that kept me focused. It kept me busy. And I didn't have time to think about other things that may have, you know, stressed me. But they were my definite happiness.
What was your first job, and what did you learn from it?
My first job was Sears Key Shop. Then I really don't know if I learned a whole lot from it besides every Friday I got paid.
How was it? How was that feeling getting your first paycheck?
It was fine. It was good. I was only like 13.
So, did you spend that type of money, or did you save it?
No, I kept saving it, and then I got my first Sears credit card, and used the credit card, not thinking that I would have to pay the credit card with my check, but my dad taught me that, you know, if you spend something on your credit card, you have to pay the bill. So, that meant that all of my little checks that I received had to go towards the credit card. So I did learn that you can't spend, use a credit card, and pay.
Can you explain to the people what Sears was?
Sears was a store like, let's see, H&M was like Foley's, JCPenney's, Beals, Montgomery Ward. It was a clothing store. And they also sold seed candy there.
Okay. Sounds like a pretty first decent job.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How do you cope with difficult emotions or tough situations?
Prayer, staying focused, cooking, and cleaning.
How long have you been cooking?
Since a year. So over 40 years. Way over 40 years.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
It used to be spaghetti. But then over the years, It's just whatever I have the desire to eat or prepare.
Okay. Okay. What's the best piece of advice that you've ever received?
Always take care of yourself first.
And who told you that?
My grandmother.
How was your grandmother like?
She was good. She was sweet and always made sure that I had something for Easter. And when I had children, she always made sure that they had some things. So, yeah, it was a great experience.
What was her name?
Lucille. We called her Granny.
Okay. What was one event that impacted your life?
The first child.
The first child of?
That I had.
Which
your mom.
One? Yes.
Yes.
And how was that? How was it raising her?
It was interesting. It was entertaining. It was also like a chore, but it was fun.
Okay. It was fun. But what, did some days you get tired of it? Like, how did you keep going?
No, I never got tired of it because I always have wanted children. So I just kept going by just doing things that I wanted to do with her and teaching her things that I wanted her to learn. And she was like a mini me.
Okay. Did you raise her to be like that or?
Then I did, but over the years, she took on her own her own style.
Who had the biggest impact on your life and why?
My dad, because he was always supportive of every and anything that I did. Nothing I could do was wrong, and he never ever, even things that I did wrong, he never ever complained or judged me. So, my dad.
That's great. How old is your father now?
87. Mm-hmm. And in April, he'll be 88.
And how's he doing?
He's doing well. He's had a stroke 10 years ago, but he's still, you know, moving forward and still trying to deal with that and not being able to drive. And, you know, his independence has been taken away a little bit. But otherwise, he's holding his own.
How did that impact your life by him having something happen to him which made him hold back?
It was the first 2 years, it was really hard because my dad had the stroke all of a sudden. So it was kind of hard at first because I wasn't used to dad not driving, dad not going to the store, going, you know, work, operating his business. I wasn't used to me having to actually take care of him like he was, you know, one of my children. So, yeah, that kind of slowed me down a little bit. But eventually, I got over it and used to the new life. Mm-hmm.
What's something important about our family history that you think is important for our future, for the next generations?
To be loving, to be committed, to be faithful to your family, to talk out situations, accept people when they have a difference of an opinion, not to judge them. Also teaching the younger people what you learned as you were older, like when I showed you the 8-track tape, you didn't know what it was. And then like, so I need to, you know, show you about the 8-track tapes, and I need to show you about vinyl, which is the records. Just kind of pull out everything that I did during my life and grew up with to share it with you all, so you will be more worldly, shall I say.
Yes, yes. How has your perspective on your life changed as you've gotten older?
As I've gotten older, I don't really know because I know I'm older, but I don't really feel older. Mm-hmm. But now the plus side to that is that I do save more. I am slow to anger. I listen more. And I have more patience.
More patience. So as you gotten older, have you like felt any differences like with your kids?
No. When they went off to college, it was like, it was me and them every day, all the time, you know, before their dad and I divorced. Then after that, they went off to college. It was okay because I was like, had a break from being a mom. And then when they came back, it was still okay. But then as they started to actually get older and make their own adult decisions and do their own adult things, I had to kind of separate myself for them so they could live their lives and enjoy things. So I'm still happy from the day that they were born until the wonderful adults that they are now. I'm still happy and proud of them.
If you don't mind, would you tell the people how old you are?
Over 50.
Okay. What is that age?
62.
You're 62. Yes. When did you turn 62?
In October.
October?
The 28th.
Oh, so your birthday had just passed.
Yes.
So, what was one of the most challenging things that you've ever faced, and how did you get through it?
Divorce. Because I've always been with a two-parent home, and all of my mother and father siblings, they were, you know, two-parent homes. And so I did something out of the norm, divorcing. But the way I survived it is that I had to let the children know that just because I divorced your dad does not mean that our lives are a failure. And so we're going to survive this. We're going to come up, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that we do. So their love and support kept me going.
And it keeps them going still today. Mm-hmm. How do you handle with stress or difficult situations?
Stress, I cook, I clean. I like that. Difficult situations, I step away for a moment so I can analyze, you know, what's going on. Because if I don't, I will make the wrong decision. So if it needs to take a day or 2 days for me to do that, I do. And which also with much prayer.
What's one skill or talent you have that most people don't know about?
That I played the violin and the clarinet and the bass clarinet. What else? I was your mom and your Uncle Bruce's basketball coach. And we went championship twice.
What about?
Let me see. I don't know. I don't think I have. Oh, I can drive. Well, you know, I'm a motorcycle rider.
How was that life like?
It was fun. It was interesting. I just know my dad has always taught me never let anything sit in your driveway that you can't drive. So that's the reason why I started to ride motorcycles.
Were you ever scared of riding them?
At first I was. And then after a while I was like, okay, it's not that bad. So I just started riding and enjoying it and looking forward to our next adventure because Honda would always have great adventures every October.
How many people were there about in your club, the motorcycle club?
In the motorcycle club, we had about 75. I was the first female to hold an office, and I also was the first female biker that actually rode her own bike and had her license in our club.
Okay. Did you have any nicknames in the club?
Yeah, my motorcycle road name was Stunt Woman.
And why was that?
Well, because when I first started riding a motorcycle, you know, cool, no problem, whatever. So we were riding in a subdivision, and I had never, ever been taught how to go around gravel, go through gravel or water. and I saw gravel and water, and I panicked, and I jumped off the motorcycle, and the motorcycle kept riding. It was a 750 Honda then, so it kept rolling, and then it just fell over. And the lady that was her and her friend that was teaching me how to ride, they were like, "Man, you jumped off that bike like you were a stunt woman." So then after that, that was my name.
It's a very interesting way to get a nickname.
Like I know, right?
What is your favorite thing about your family?
The togetherness that we have, the support and the loyalty. And even if we disagree, we still can come back and talk about it.
Yes. What does loyalty mean to you?
Being there, good, bad, happy, and sad. Just because I don't talk to you every second, every hour, every day, every moment, does not mean that I don't love you. And I don't feel that a person would feel like that about me either. Loyalty means just having my back and not having my back for a moment and betraying me. Or if we're no longer associated and you know a lot of my secrets and you still have not disclosed them, that's loyalty to me.
And do you think loyalty is a big thing, a part of family?
Yes, because I've always taught your mom and Uncle Bruce that whatever went on at our house stayed in our house. And they did. They kept it quiet because I just didn't feel like people, you could trust everybody. So, yeah.
What would you think is the key thing to maintaining a strong family bond?
Prayer, number one. Communication. Allowing others to feel and express themselves in their way and not judging them. And love. Doing things that are fun. Not making everything so serious. You know, just doing stuff like maybe just hanging out. You know how you call me and bug me for a movie night? Yeah, something like that.
If you could tell your younger self one thing, a piece of advice, mm-hmm. what would it be?
Travel more like you do. Just be you. Because I think that I pretty much have always just been me. And careful about who you trust.
Okay.
And so when my intuitions tell me that I should not be around this person, or I should not trust them, or I need to be careful, I should have did like my Mimi told me, to be careful and listen to that. But I ignored it a lot of times.
Do you rather you would have had a better job than you did? Or
no, because every job that I've had, and I haven't had a lot of them because I stay on them long, I've loved them. And certain jobs, like when I was, you know, admin at the district, I didn't even ask for that. I was just there volunteering and end up, you know, working. So no, I'm okay with all the jobs that I have worked at and are the jobs that I've created for myself.
Yes, that's great because people say do something that you really love to do.
Right, like cooking. Yeah, I love that. I love that.
What's something you're really proud of in your life?
That I have the most fascinating children and grandchild. That's very respectful, loving, caring. I couldn't ask for anything more. I think that I did a pretty good job by myself.
Do you believe in fate, or do you think we create our own destiny?
I believe in both. Because when certain things happen, you know, you got to always tell people you keep the faith, you know, stay focused, you know, move forward. And then at the same time, when you mentioned about creating your own destiny, I know that if I decide to move forward with a certain business, yeah, it will work. But I have to create build the platform, as well as keeping the faith so that it could interact, intertwine, lock, and be great.
What do you think our world will be like in 20 years?
In 20 years, I'll be 82. So I think it's going to be, I know you don't remember anything like this. It's called the Jetsons. I've always just see everything like us flying around, everything being robotic. Our children thinking less because everything is ran by computers. You all are doing less. Yeah, I think it's just going to be like the Jetsons, a robotic space time.
What is the Jetsons?
Jetsons is a cartoon that came on when I was growing up. And they were space people, kind of like, not in a bad way. So it was a little cartoon. Look it up. Jetsons. The Jetsons.
Did you watch that cartoon as a kid?
Yes. Well, I watched that one. I watched, what else did I watch? Tom and Jerry. I used to watch The Little Rascals. There were a lot of them I watched, a lot of shows I watched as well.
Looking back, is there anything you would wish you could change about the way we've all interacted over the years?
No. I'm happy with that. I'm okay with that.
Why are you happy with it? What has made you okay with it?
Because you all have grown to be productive young adults, teens, and adults. So my job is done. So that way, when you all have children, you all can implement the same values and characters that we have that have been instilled in you. So yeah. I'm good, and I'm happy with you guys.
What's one piece of wisdom or advice you would hope to pass down to me as a 15-year-old?
Stay focused, remain prayerful. Even if somebody tries to pull you down and not encourage you, it's just that they're jealous and they're insecure with themselves, so they have to kind of put their shortcomings on you. And always understand that all adults don't respect teens, and they should, but when they don't, they are just, again, putting their insecurities on you because they have shortcomings. So just stay focused, remain prayerful, just do you. Don't be disrespectful. And just follow your heart.
Yes, I think that's great advice. Thank you. Thank you, Nana, for being on my podcast and letting us get to know your story. Have a good evening. This was the first episode of Cameron May's podcast, and thank you for having me.